Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenya has launched a national strategy to combat chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats, while also elevating Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps to municipality status. A new report underscores severe economic disparity, indicating 125 Kenyans possess more wealth than 42 million citizens combined. In the political arena, Narok Senator Ledama Olekina tabled a motion on tax revenue sharing as the Senate is set to hear Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo's impeachment case on December 4th and 5th. Separately, Senator Sifuna urged Transport CS Murkomen to address the violence reported in recent by-elections across 22 voting areas. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
no significant updates in politics today.
In business,
a World Bank CAQ report suggests pro-competition reforms could add over 77.7 billion shillings to Kenya's GDP, urging changes in power and sugar sectors. Meanwhile, Mars Wrigley is investing 4.3 billion shillings into a new Athi River gum line.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.